Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to All Things Therapy. I'm your host, Lisa Tahir. I'm a licensed clinical social worker practicing as an intuitive psychotherapist, and I appreciate you tuning in with us today. The theme of my show is that we are changing consciousness one conversation at a time. That is the mission statement driving this podcast. And I would love to share with you today some good news for those of you that have followed along for a while. In March, I would have been on LA Talk Radio for 4 years. Today is episode 187. And you know that I've rolled out a refurbished website at nolatherapy.com, the abbreviation for New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy.com. That is also how you find me on social media, at Instagram, on Facebook, and on Twitter. And I just shared with my guest, who will be with in a few moments, that the book I have finished and was picked up by Inner Traditions publisher has gone on pre-sale for you today. And I didn't expect it to be for another few months. So the universe has surprised and delighted me, and I want to share that with you. Please go to my Facebook at Nola Therapy. There is a link there to pre-order the book with Inner Traditions publisher. The link is going to be added to Nola Therapy under the book release tab. So by the time this show is out and about, I expect it to be on nolatherapy.com. But in the meantime, please go to my Facebook. I'd love for you to follow me and subscribe there. And on Instagram, I have been working consistently to just up my game with presenting quotes and things of significance that are authentic to who I am as a person and a practitioner. And that's just really dear to my heart, personally and professionally. I am available to work with you as your therapist through phone, Skype, and FaceTime sessions, additionally in person at my Los Angeles and New Orleans office locations. And there are links to reach out to me. I offer a 20-minute complimentary consultation by phone, and that is at Nola Therapy. The title of my book, just for you to know, is The Chiron Effect, Healing Our Core Wounds Through Astrology, Empathy, and Self-Forgiveness. And I took 3 years to really do a deep dive and soul searching, researching type period of time to offer you techniques and meditations and stories from my own life, along with psychological truths and principles, spirituality, so that you can identify which of the 12 core woundings that I have found through the astrological placement of Chiron in your birth chart. I have a link at Nola Therapy where you can find that. And then in my book, you discover how to transform that wounding into actually your greatest empowerment and teacher and tool to achieve the kind of life you've wanted to live. And if you're already living an awesome life, which I hope you are, you can just take it up higher and be a value to more people and loved ones in your life today. So with that, my guest is actually in alignment with what I've been doing. And we have been talking about working together for her to help me with my book launch. We are going to be in moments with Jennifer Ellis. She is the founder of Life Enlightenment. And this is her management and consulting company for speakers, authors, and entrepreneurs. She's been in this industry for over 27 years. She's co-hosted and produced radio, podcast, and TV shows, and it's her passion to work with people who want to make a difference, people who want to enlighten more lives, like her company's name, Life Enlightenment. She is also an ACE certified group fitness instructor. She's a certified yoga teacher and an independent distributor for Young Living Essential Oils. And her business centers around two main components: consulting and management. So I'm going to ask her questions to help further define those for us about how her company trains you to provide and provide you resources to get your message out into the world. And if you want to follow along online, her website is lifeenlightenment.com. On Facebook, Jennifer Life Enlightenment. On LinkedIn, Jennifer Ellis. Instagram, Jennifer Marie Ellis. And Twitter, Life Enlightened. All this will be in the show notes for you. No need to memorize it all. And with that, I just want to welcome you, Jennifer, to our time together.
Oh, thank you so much, Lisa. I appreciate it. And I'm excited to be here.
Thank you. How are you today?
Doing great. It's a beautiful sunny day here in Southern California.
You are in Southern California. I'm in New Orleans today, where it's been a bit cold and rainy, but still all right.
I don't actually mind the rain. We get it so infrequently here in San Diego. I love it.
That's true. And in Southern California, rain is a gift.
Yes.
So where do you want to start us? I know you spent a number of years in the entertainment industry in New York City before you came out to California. Where's the best place to start our listeners who might be interested in the services you offer?
Goodness. I guess maybe I'll share how I even started Life Enlightenment, because that's actually a fun little story.
We'd love to hear it. I'd love to hear that.
When I was working in New York, I had moved, I had a few different jobs lined up in California, but the music industry in New York and California were very different. And also it was in that period of time, which was weird, where like all the Tower Records and Versions were closing, you know, people were using downloads instead of CDs and all that kind of stuff. So yeah. It was also a weird transition in the music industry. So when I moved, I just was not making the same money I was in New York, and, you know, had rents to pay and stuff, and the price of living is also a little higher in California. So I had picked up an actual newspaper, so this is how long ago that was, and in the newspaper, there was a speaker who was advertising that she needed a manager, and I was like, oh, I've managed musicians, you know, and did marketing sales for them for so many years that I could definitely work with a speaker. So I replied to the ad, and it turned out this woman's also had a background in the music industry, so we hit it off, and we were a good match. And I started working with her, and the first day I started working with her, I started booking stuff for her. So then she started referring me to people, and they started referring me to people. And before I knew it, that's what I was doing for a living.
Wow, starting with that one ad that you answered?
Yep, exactly, just because I had to make rent. And then all of a sudden, it turned into a company.
Wow, so in New York, how is it different now than what you were doing in New York? Because I know you were in the movie industry and PR and such.
It was the music industry that I worked in, and it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of PR, marketing, and sales. And I worked for companies rather than independently, even though I worked out of my house because the companies usually were located elsewhere. But I worked for companies, and it was very different because it was more music-oriented, and it was a different time also because things now are so much more digitized. I mean, you know, back then it was like more live in-studio radio shows. There was no podcasting, really. You know, physical newspapers and TV shows and a lot of in-person things. So it's very, very different than it is now.
Okay. And so you started with that first client, but for listeners that might be wondering, like, okay, are you for me? Like break it down, nuts and bolts. Like, for someone like me has a book coming out, what, for example, do you do for someone like me versus someone who is a speaker versus somebody else who, like, if you can help us just understand really practically what it is.
My company has two portions, though I'm kind of veering more away from the full management because a lot of those clients have been with me for over a decade. So I'll do a little bit of both. The full management clients that I have are fairly very well-established speakers, authors, celebrities who already are pretty well-known. So it's very easy to get them stuff. Most of the stuff is coming into me, you know, requests through their websites and phone calls and people that already know that I work with them or, you know, that I've established relationships with over the years. So that's the management portion. And I handle all the bookings. I handle all the negotiation for speaking fees, all that kind of stuff for those clients. And then since that's very time consuming and people usually want to pick my brain and, you know, have me train either them or their staff on how to do what I do, I have the consulting end, and I have lots of services there. Like sometimes if it's just a speaker who needs help with how to market themselves or how to find gigs and things like that, I'll sit and consult with them and their staff on how to do that. Sometimes it's for a book launch, and I'm helping, usually that a lot of times people will do my 3-month program so that I'm on all their publishing calls and their PR staff calls and all that kind of stuff, and I'll help them, you know, launch their book. So that has been more of my focus for new clients these days is the consulting. And plus I found that a lot of times when people come to me, they don't have anything in place. They don't even know what like a speaker one sheet is. Or they're like, I could talk on a million topics. You know, we got to narrow it down. So a lot of times even when people first come to me, the consulting is usually the first door.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. This is helpful. Were you continuing, Jennifer?
Oh, no, whatever else you have to ask me, go for it.
No,
that's kind of like the nutshell.
Sure. Okay, so that's making sense to me. Somebody, say an author with a book, a newer author, that you would work with them, say, for a 3-month program. One of my questions was, how long do you typically work with people?
Well, like I said, some of my full management clients have been with me for well over a decade. One has been with me for 15 years. So in the consulting clients, it's interesting. That's a very interesting question because sometimes they'll literally just have one session with me, get what they need, and go out and be successful. And then there's other personalities that need more hand-holding, or sometimes it's that they really want me to be really in touch with their staff, like on a, you know, biweekly basis. So then we're like, you know, continuously communicating. So it really varies for the consulting clients. Literally, it's sometimes all they need is a session and they're on their way, and then other ones it's more continuous. I have some consulting clients that like do refreshers with me, like early every year they'll schedule a call just so that we can go over their goals and what they've accomplished last year and what they want to accomplish this year. But usually I find the consulting is usually a good place to start. And then like a 3-month book launch kind of thing, that a lot of times people already have publishers who are doing some publicity for them. They have staff doing publicity. And I kind of help to walk them through the process. You know, I share leads with them, how to contact leads, and just check in calls so that we make sure everyone's got what they need and going forward. Because there's usually a lot of pieces to a book launch. You know, you're looking at the joint ventures, you're looking at the PR, you're looking at the sales portion, the social media portion. So in order to make sure nothing gets lost in the cracks, that's usually my job to kind of oversee all that for them.
That's so cool. And say when you were speaking about management and more established authors and speakers, would that be, for instance, like next week on my show is Dawson Church, the PhD that you referred to me, who has other books out and is well known in the community, endorsed by amazing others. Is he someone, for example, that would be one of the people you manage that's one of the more established authors that you mentioned a few moments ago?
Yes, Dawson has been a client of mine since 2004.
Oh, that's awesome. He was fantastic, by the way. I adore him.
He is an amazing human being. He really is. What you see is what you get with him. It's actually a wonderful man. And it's fun with him because I've seen him grow so much in the last, 15 years? I guess
15 years. 20, yeah.
Yeah. So it's interesting because, you know, a lot of his earlier stuff was self-published, and then like his biggest self-published work was Genie in Your Jeans. And once that like hit, you know, then Hay House, you know, got on board and, you know, published his last book and we're publishing his new book. So it's been really fun to be a part of that growth, really hands-on over the years.
Yeah, and for listeners, his book that I'll be interviewing him on is called Mind to Matter. And I started reading it for a second time because it's just full of research about how our thoughts manifest into things. And the way we feel vibrationally is what unfolds as the life that we experience. And for people that might have a hard time getting on board with that spiritually, Dawson talks a lot about the science behind that, citing a lot of research that has been done over years, going back to even the 1800s. So it's a really science-rich book for people that might not be as woo-woo as, say, I am or some others are.
Yeah, that's one of the things I love about Dawson is the science-based aspect of it. I mean, he does the research, and it's phenomenal to just hear about and read about. And even I was a part of his New Year's retreat. I actually taught fitness at it for 2 days. And he actually hooked people up to EEG machines and checked the brain waves before the retreat, during the retreat, after the retreat. And I cannot wait to see those results.
Oh, so you haven't seen him yet. That's really cool.
Yeah, I think they'll be available in a few weeks because, you know, they print them out and, you know, make sure that all the participants have them and everything. So that's going to be really interesting to see.
So I was also wondering, yeah, this fitness side of you with as a certified group fitness instructor and yoga teacher, how does that fit in? And the essential oils, like this kind of naturopath, holistic healing. How is this fitting in with your business mind?
That's a great question because a lot of people have asked me that question, especially
yeah.
people who've known me for a long time. I actually was certified by the American Fitness and Aerobics, I think, Association is what they were, it's AFA, in my 20s. And exercise, dance, and working out has always been a part of my life. I don't think I've ever gone, except when I've been, like, horribly sick, I don't think I've ever gone a day without working out. It's the mm-hmm. hugest benefit to me in my life. And so I let it go for a while because I was so focused on this business, moving, and all this other stuff. So I never got recertified when I was in my 30s. And then in my 40s, there was a scholarship opportunity here in the city that I live in. And I applied for it, and they gave it to me. So that's how I became ACE certified.
Yeah.
And it was so fun to get back into that. And one of my dreams has been, even before getting my ACE certification, was become a yoga teacher because I'm a two-hour-a-day yoga
practitioner.
I read
that. Yeah. That's amazing and intense.
I don't go, it's always 2 hours, and that's what keeps me going. And I was like, I really feel like I need to share this with other people. They don't have to do 2 hours like I do, but yeah. the benefits of yoga, I was like, I got to share this with people, but, you know, I want to do it responsibly. So I've finally got into a 200-hour training course, and my goal is to do 500 hours in 2020 because I feel like with yoga, there's so much to it that I don't feel like, you know, I'm only feel like I'm touching the ocean now. I just feel like there's so much more to learn that I can share with people. So I'm going for my 500 hours in this year. And the essential oils also, I've always been into holistic health. So the oils actually, in a health issue that I had, the oils kind of came to my rescue in amongst a lot of other things. So once, you know, I had that experience, I started working with oils and started becoming an educator on that. And all of these things do enlighten people's lives. You know, the fitness, the yoga, the oils, you know, other stuff that I do. I felt like it all fit under that umbrella of life enlightenment. Like, if I'm working with a speaker, author, client, I only take ones on that have enlightening stories
messages.
And information
yeah.
to share. I've turned down many clients over the years. If I don't feel like the information is going to really better the planet and people, I don't work with them. So, I mean, and that also is a big thing, too, because I feel like my energy has to be in alignment with what they're doing in order to be successful.
Yeah.
And
And
all the fitness and the yoga and the oils and everything, all of that also enlightens people's lives. I mean, just in the, you know, short time that I've been teaching, the feedback I've gotten has been incredible. I mean, I had one student who said to me, I had taught them legs up the wall, the Burita Karani in yoga, And I was telling them how it really helps with anxiety. If you can't sleep, you know, do the legs up the wall and give it a shot. And my student, it had worked really well for her, and her mom was staying with her and going through a really tough time. So she taught that pose to her one night when her mom couldn't sleep, and it worked. And it's like, you know, that stuff to me is like, wow, I'm, you know, helping other people and enlightening their lives. And then those students are passing it on, and it gets to that domino effect where we're just all making a difference for each other.
It does. And Jennifer, okay, it's really interesting that you brought up that specific pose, because yesterday after I had taken a spin class, I have not done that in, I would say, at least a year. And I found myself, I'm going to lay down and put my legs up against the wall. I know it's good to kind of reverse the circulation. And I laid there like that for a while, and it just felt super relaxing. So it's just so cool that you brought that specific pose up. I can vouch to the benefits of it feeling really good.
That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah, because our legs are always downward. You know, gravity is always pulling down on them and the blood flow into our feet. So I felt like it could be a good reversal to just lay down like that for a moment with my legs up against the wall. And it was.
Definitely. That's fantastic. And that's great that it just came to you to do that too. I love that.
It did. So, okay. So your essential oils, I'm on your website right now looking at them. And so I know there's so many places to buy essential oils. Why would we select these from Young Living? What makes them different and better?
Ah, I love that question. I love Young Living. You know, I did a lot of research before picking an essential oil company, because I had had some health issues and needed to detox my body. And my naturopathic doctor actually said to me, you know, go through your cabinets, your house, what are you using that has toxins, you know, harmful toxins in it, and get rid of them. And, you know, essential oil products are a great thing. And they didn't give me any particular company to look into. So I was doing my own research. And one of my Facebook friends had posted that Young Living was having a sale, and that was one of the companies I was looking into. And I was like, well, if Becky uses Young Living, it's got to be great, because she's a massage therapist, very, you know, into natural living and everything. And I love a good sale, I got to be honest.
Yeah, of course.
So the sale really rocked, and, you know, I was like, oh, Becky recommends, this has got to be cool. So I got into them, and the products really did make a difference in my life. So that's why I decided to become a distributor. That was another thing that I wanted to share with people. And, you know, those two have been some crazy stories. I mean, I had a family member whose dogs were having seizures, and I intuitively said to him, what are you using, like deodorizing? Like, are you using, like, a Febreze-type product in your house? Sure enough, one of the people that lives with him was using a spray deodorizer. And I said, you've got to get rid of that. And I said, if you need a spray deodorizer, I'll make you one. Or, you know, you can even go to Target, and it doesn't have to be Young Living, but, you know, go get some natural products, and I can recommend them. He ended up, you know, investing in, you know, some Young Living products. But there's things like that that people are not aware of, and things are just being sold on the market, you know? And then sometimes it takes things like, you know, my health and well-being, this person's animals, to realize that and go a different route.
So if somebody's listening and curious about these Young Living essential oils, what would be the best thing for them to do to learn more?
Well, I also want to say that I chose Young Living also because they grow everything. I mean, you can go to Young Living's website and see all of our fields, all of our farms, and how they grow and distill the products. And that's really big to me. When people are that transparent about where their farms are, how they, you know, distill them, what they use, that makes a huge difference to me. So that's really why I chose Young Living, because of the quality of their essential oils.
Okay.
And I have a website, which is myMYYL for YoungLiving.com, and then /my name, Jennifer Marie Ellis. And there's lots of information there, and I'm always happy to answer any questions people have about something that might be able to support their health and well-being via an essential oil.
Because even, like, I'm not even sure. I know the only use I've used essential oils to say, mix some lavender with, like, a neutral oil to make a spray. So it sounds like there's more uses for them.
Oh, definitely. I mean,
what do you use them for? What are your favorites?
I have my diffuser going all the time, and I pick a different oil every day, actually. You know, like if I feel like I need some cleansing around the house, you know, energetically, it might be a sage. If I need to feel relaxed, I might go for a lavender. We also have some great blends, too. And then there's things like, you know, simple things like if your, you know, tummy's bothering you. I personally like the kids line where we have like a tummy jive and I just rub a little bit of that on my stomach, you know.
Oh, cool.
We have even like a little, exactly. We even have like a little sniffle one for kids that I actually also use personally as an adult for sniffles, you know, just stuff like that. It just, it's like a nice natural way. And it's not to say that, you know, pharmaceuticals or, you know, over the counters and stuff don't have their time and place, because, you know, a lot of times they do. I personally like to sample a natural way of well-being first.
Yeah, I also see makeup products here, like mascara
and
lipstick.
Makeup is such a huge culprit of chemicals. Oh, my goodness. And you think of, you're putting that on your face, and then it's getting into your skin, and eventually your bloodstream is, and that was a big one that I didn't really know a ton about. And then when you really look into it, you're like, oh, my gosh. And then I'm a vegan, too. So then it's like when you look at some products, and you're like, oh, my gosh, that came from an animal? Are you kidding me?
So I'm assuming that Young Living does not test on animals?
The Savvy Mineral line, it does... most of them do not have animal products in them, and they do not test on animals now.
Okay, that's
we do
awesome.
Have some vitamin products that are not vegan. They have things like dairy in them. So those things I just watch out for.
Yeah, of course. I definitely research makeup that's not tested on animals, and thank goodness there's some more options coming out on the market that way. And I hope one day no makeup is tested on animals.
Oh, me too. And there's a lot of companies are finally getting behind, you know, that, and they want their little bunny emblem. So,
yes, totally. I agree. Jennifer, we're going to take a quick break and I'll bring you back on.
Sounds great.
Okay. So for those of you listening, this podcast is brought to you by Beekeepers Naturals. This company is on a mission to reinvent your medicine cabinet. Beekeepers Naturals is replacing conventional medicine cabinet staples with clean and natural remedies that actually work. And I can actually vouch. They sent me what is called their propolis throat spray, and I started to get the flu. I use this throat spray twice a day for about 10 days. And this is the first year I did not get the flu. I totally was able to get well. And by using this Beekeepers Naturals propolis throat spray, everything that they make is from bees. It's all natural. They contain over 300 beneficial compounds. And Beekeepers Naturals combines plant adaptogens with sustainably sourced ingredients from the beehive. And as my listener, they are offering you 15% off your first order. They have products for children, a throat spray for kids. They have a daily supplement you can take each day, several really cool things. And I was actually blown away at the effectiveness of their throat spray. So go to beekeepersnaturals.com/therapy in all caps, or go to beekeepersnatural.com and put therapy in your checkout in the code box to receive that 15% off to try them out. Additionally, BetterHelp.com has been a longstanding supporter of my podcast, and they offer a secure online therapy platform via phone and video sessions. They are HIPAA compliant and have over 3,000 licensed counselors available to work with you through their secure site around issues like depression, anxiety, stress, relationships, grief, self-esteem. And if you don't feel like the therapist you're paired with is a good fit, you can request to work with someone else. They do offer financial aid available to those who qualify. And as my listener, they are offering you 10% off your first month to try them out. Go to betterhelp.com/ATT for all things therapy in all caps. That is betterhelp.com /ATT. And now the station's going to play you an advertisement.
Indeed, listening is the new reading. With Audible, you can listen to an unlimited amount of books at home, in your car, at the gym, anywhere on the go. With over 180,000 audiobooks to choose from. For you, the listener of All Things Therapy, Audible is offering you a free audiobook download and a month-long subscription for you to try them out. Visit audibletrial.com/allthingstherapy now and enjoy.
Yourself and friends find a purpose in life?
Then you are in the right place and be a part of the crowdfunding campaign of patreon.com/allthingstherapy.
With Lisa Tahir as she initiates a one-on-one interaction with inspiring authors, healing experts, and spiritual directors.
Join the League of Heroes of this generation by contributing your quota between $1 up to $100 per month
at patreon.com/allthingstherapy.
Let's make the world free of suicide, poverty, depression, and in all, make the world a better place for everyone.
Hello there, and welcome back to All Things Therapy. I am Lisa Tahir, your host, and today I'm with Jennifer Ellis, the founder of Life Enlightenment, a management and consulting firm for speakers, authors, and entrepreneurs. She's been in this industry for over 27 years, and we were just talking about her other passion, which is fitness, yoga, and essential oils that she represents through Young Living. So, Jennifer, what have been some really cool stories with people you've worked with? See, like nuts and bolts, like what it's like being in your industry day to day.
You know what my favorite part of is, and the stories that I love are when clients that I work with, I get feedback from the meeting planner or the radio show host and hear about how an audience member or a listener has been able to change their life through my client's work. Because that was always my mission, really, in working with speakers, authors, entrepreneurs, was, you know, helping them get their message out so they can enlighten people's lives. So when I get the feedback of those real specific takeaways and people's changes people have made in their lives due to my clients' work, that is like wow, that's why I get up in the morning and do this work.
That's awesome. And any like fun stories of people that you've worked with that you look back on and feel, you know, that still put a smile on your face when you think about them?
I think one of my favorites is a gentleman that I was working with who taught forgiveness. And he was out one day at a speaking engagement, and there was a guy in the audience who hadn't spoken to his brother in 20-some-odd years, didn't want to forgive him, and he saw my client speak, and together they called his brother for the first time in 20 years.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, so that was one of my – that's actually one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff like that you can't make up. It's just like, you know, it's like stuff out of a movie that, you know, there's real life. And it's like, wow. And, you know, my client was fun because, you know, the guy said to him, you know, I'm going to call my brother when I get home. And he's like, you know what? Why don't we just do it together?
Just do it
right
now. That's awesome. Like just taking the opportunity of this moment.
Exactly. Yep. And having the support, you know, that doesn't always happen when you're out seeing, you know, a speaker or author, especially this one is fairly well known. And, you know, for him to take that time, you know, to say, we're going to do it right now together was really phenomenal.
And, so
you know,
then
and I think he heard from him like a year later and said, you know, our relationship is, you know, amazing and stronger. We're getting to know each other again. And it was phenomenal.
Okay. That's beautiful. So as you were just talking, Jennifer, I'm wondering, so you are here to connect speakers and authors and entrepreneurs with podcasts, with media opportunities and appearances. Is that accurate?
And speaking engagements. I book a lot of conferences and different speaking engagements for my clients all the time. So that's, yeah, whatever, I always say whatever avenue we have available or that feels inspired to get the message out, we go for it. So, you know, sometimes it's speaking, media, social media, book signings, there's lots of different avenues. And I say, you know, let's always go for it.
So how does somebody in your position, like you, you know, have those avenues and that network? Like, how is it that, you know, a person becomes like that, you can get someone on the news, for example, or on a podcast? Like, just kind of, how does that all work?
It's, you know, it's a lot of tools I've developed over the years, a lot of subscriptions that I have where I get PR leads every day or speaking leads every day. Some of it's just research. Some of it's connections that I've made over the years. You know, well, they'll contact me and say, do you have a speaker on this topic? And, you know, I need someone. So it's a lot of avenues, a lot of different avenues. And when I train people in their consulting sessions, too, I make sure they know this, because I think a lot of times when they come to me, they want, like, the easy answer. Like, this is the place you go and you will book speaking engagements, or this is the place you go and you will book media. It's, like, not that simple. And I give people lots of different tools they can use, but it really takes all those tools. Even when I talk to clients, I always tell them, like, when they say to me, I just want to do speaking, I don't really want to do podcasts, or I want to just do media and not speaking. It's in order to be optimally successful, especially if you have a book or product you're trying to get out, it's really a combination of many different avenues. You know, and here's an example. Like, for instance, my father-in-law, he does not do internet. He's in his 90s, but he is an avid book reader. The guy spends more time at Barnes & Noble than, you know, anything during a week. So he actually finds his books that he wants to read by listening to traditional radio or watching TV. So, you know, he's a very large purchaser of books, but if you're going to just focus on social media and podcasts, you're going to miss James Arthur Ellis if you got a cool book out, because you're not going to find him. He's on traditional radio listening and your traditional TV because he's in his 90s. So you got to really look at things like that, because you might be missing out on part of your audience if you're only focused on certain things.
That's cool. So you help your clients kind of be well-rounded, I hear, to be presenting their work on different platforms to reach the various kinds of readers and listeners and such.
Exactly. And sometimes it's, you know, really hard, because I got to tell you, sometimes people have really set ideas of this is how it's going to work. And, you know, to try to really open their mind to these other avenues, sometimes it's difficult. But it really does work, because you're not going to always get cookie cutter people. We're all different.
Right.
We all have different preferences and different ways of getting information. Like, I had one person that wanted to do, like, some kind of text messaging campaign. And for someone like me, I don't believe really in cell phones. I have one for emergencies, and that's it. But I think they're dangerous. I'm not a big cell phone person. So you're not going to find me. So, you know, if you have something cool that I'm going to want to buy, you're not going to find me in a text messaging campaign. So, you know, it's really important to see that everyone's different. And if you want for optimal reach, you got to be in all these different avenues to find your people. And the other thing, too, is nowadays, they used to say it takes 7 to 10 times to be in someone's face before you can sometimes get them to buy. And now that's even like 10 to 12, because there's so many other avenues out there where people can see you. So it's also being consistent with your message and, you know, not thinking like one email blast is going to get you all the results you want or one social media post. It has to be consistent. You know, I find that especially with book launches, and this is a real thing with book launches, I have people come to me that, I just want 6 months and I'm going to promote the book for 6 months. That doesn't always work, because sometimes you're just getting real results after those 6 months and things are starting to really roll in. Because the more you start to get known and the more you're being consistent with your message, people are finally getting on the bandwagon. So if you only put 6 months aside and 6 months budget to promote your book, you're going to be missing out on some big stuff. I've had books actually be most successful a year later sometimes.
Oh, that's interesting, Jennifer.
Yeah. It's not always just the launch. You know, sometimes it's like they finally, because you're consistently getting your message out, it's finally like, you know, bam, you've finally broken through after you've really worked hard and been persistent. You know, we all like to think that there's like a magic formula, but sometimes it's just really hard work and persistence and follow-up. And then,
and
bam.
And consistency.
Yep, exactly.
You know, I like to read on Instagram, Oprah's Book Club. How do people get, because I heard her say, like, she reads the book she sent. Can one just send their book to her?
No, they will return it.
Okay. So is there like a protocol for that?
Exactly. Unless they've requested they return your book. I've had many clients say to me, oh, I mailed a book to Oprah and it got returned. And yeah, they don't accept anything unsolicited. They won't even open it.
Okay. So there's a specific strategy for that avenue.
Right. Yeah. And they have to request the book in order to actually, want to review it and get a copy of it.
That's good to know. How effective do you think being on podcasts are for authors? Because I interview lots of authors and I have started to be interviewed as well about my book and intend to have more of that coming my way. What results do you see there?
That is an incredible way to get results. And there's a couple reasons why. One is, the listenership alone, who's listening to the podcast. But also the thing is, the more of them you do, it increases your Google rankings as well. So if you're like just starting out and, people are looking for you, maybe they've heard you once, if you have a common name, it might be hard to find you. So the more you're out there and coming up in Google searches and there's new posts about you all the time, you'll find that you're coming up sooner and then people can find you sooner. So aside from just the listenership, the more of them you do, it'll really help your Google rankings as well so people can find you easier.
Okay, so it sounds cool to have someone like you help navigate these avenues and channels and what works best and what's the most effective and efficient.
Right. And it's interesting is sometimes I have people that will turn down like, oh, it looks like they only have blah, blah, blah followers or something. And that I always say, take all opportunities because the more you're out there, the better. And also you don't know say there's, I'm going to use a small number, like 10. Say there's just 10 listeners. For easy math purposes. Say like two of those buy your book and are so touched by it, they start sharing it. That can have a domino effect. And if you turn that down, those two people might not have found you and that domino effect might not have happened. I had a woman one time who had 5 people in a speaking engagement, whereas some of my clients would have been, so upset about that. She turned those 5 people, every single one of them, into a paying client of hers. Who absolutely ended up loving her. So, I always say, no matter the size, just do it. Just, get out there and do it.
And I really agree with you, Jennifer, because you never know what one person can do to create great change. One of my favorite quotes, it's here in front of me on my computer. It's by Marianne Williamson. And she says, on any given day, in any moment, something could happen that opens up for you an entirely new path. And we never know when that moment might be. So to say yes to those opportunities.
Yes, exactly. You just never know who's, even like when you go out to move to maybe a speaking engagement. I was one time at an LA Kings game and I saw 2 celebrities just in the restroom, but you have to be in the game to even find the people and, make those connections. So you say yes to the opportunities, go out to a networking event or, do a speaking engagement, do a podcast because you don't know. And if you're not in the game, those people can't find you.
And I've seen too, when doing this podcast now for nearly 4 years, that some people might not have a huge social media following, but they have huge followings elsewhere, be it their email list or in other ways that's more important to them. And it takes all types. So I find that to be encouraging. It's not just how many followers, et cetera. Our personal relationships extend beyond that.
Oh, exactly. I have one woman who she's kind of in the same industry as me, and she doesn't have a huge list or anything. But what we do for each other sometimes is, like, if I know someone that she doesn't know, we'll introduce to each other, So it's like someone might have even an introduction that could, change, a path or an introduction to someone that you've been wanting to know for a while. So there's lots of opportunities out there.
Absolutely. So, Jennifer, in our last and our closing, is there anything additionally you're thinking to leave our listeners with, and how might they find you the best way as well?
Well, the best way to find me is on my website. I have everything on there, everything from the speaker, author, management, consulting to fitness to oils to everything. And that's life-enlightenment.com. Again, that's life-enlightenment.com. And what I'd love to leave people with is, how can you enlighten someone's life today? You know, I find that there's so much going on in the world, and I really do believe that things happen for a reason and that one act can domino into others. And a smile or some kind of enlightening message that you can leave someone today can, you know, really extend into tomorrow and can extend to other people. It was just like that quote you read, too. It's like, you know, someone repeating that another day to someone was like, wow, you know, that really helped me. So I'm going to share that with someone else and continue that motion. And I think that just improves the world.
It does. It does, Jennifer. And our beautiful friend Nina Kaiser introduced us recently, and I just shared with you privately before coming live that you sent me a great guest, Jamie Lerner, a psychotherapist and author, back in 2016, who I interviewed. So we've actually been connected a bit longer than Nina's reintroduction. So it's just nice to have you in my life.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that immensely, and I love Nina, and love Jamie, and love you, and I just, you know, just continue that, and let's all support each other. That's what we're here to do.
I completely agree. Amen to that. Thank you, Jennifer, for being with us today.
Thank you so much. It's been such a blessing to talk with you today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, and we'll talk soon.
Sounds wonderful. And congratulations on the pre-sales of your book. Woo-hoo!
Thank you. Thank you, Jennifer. I'm really excited about that. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a great rest of your afternoon.
You also. Take care.
Okay. Bye. That concludes my show today with Jennifer Ellis of Life Enlightenment Management and Consulting Services. And y'all, I'm just really excited. Please go to nolatherapy.com, click the book release tab to pre-order my book there, as well as on my Facebook page, which is at Nola Therapy. I'm going to have LA Talk Radio add the link as well to my show page there at latalkradio.com. And I just intend for a really successful ride here with pre-selling my book and representing it. If you have a podcast, a speaking opportunity, a TV show, I would love to connect and be a part talking about how you can heal your core wounding through self-forgiveness, empathy, and astrology. And with that, I'll leave you and wish you a great week. Bye.
You're listening to All Things Therapy.